A Dill Pickle by Catherine Mansfield, loosely adapted for radio by Bart Meehan, performed by Elaine Noon and Tony Turner, directed by Tony Turner.
I beg your pardon?
You don't recognise me?
I'm sorry, I don't... Vera? Vera! How marvellous! How wonderful! Please sit down. Will you have some lunch?
I've already eaten. Maybe a coffee?
I can't believe it. After all this time...
I recognised you from across the restaurant. It was the way you were peeling that orange.
Really?
You always did it in that special way. Precise. Careful. You look quite handsome in your uniform.
Oh, I feel a bit of an imposter, really. I've been assigned to a position here in London.
Your leg?
Yes. I told them a club foot never stopped Lord Byron, but they said I wasn't a lord.
You want to go to the front? I can't imagine it would be very pleasant having people shoot at you all the time.
It seems pointless to enlist if your entire service is spent pouring tea for generals. I can only hope they'll get desperate at some point and have to send even the cripples.
Do you think the war will last that long?
No. I suspect it will be over by Christmas and I'll be in the pub making up stories about my exploits.
Surely you wouldn't do that.
Oh, it seems a pity to waste a good limp.
You haven't changed.
You have? You've changed so much. You look grown up.
Old, you mean?
Mature. It's not the same thing. And you look so well.
Really? I don't feel it. I can't bear this weather.
Oh, no. I remember you always hated the cold.
Loathe it.
Excuse me. Miss, can you please bring some coffee and cream? You're sure you won't eat anything? Some fruit, perhaps? The fruit here is very good.
No, thank you. Nothing.
Then that's settled. Just coffee and cream, please. Now, you were saying that the older one grows...
The colder.
The colder. You were always saying that. How long has it been?
12 years.
That long? We were barely more than children back then. It really is quite wonderful to see you and to hear you again. I've always loved your voice, your beautiful way of speaking.
Really? I never thought it was anything special.
It's because you've never heard it. What was that poem you used to recite about hope and a bird?
Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words, and never stops at all.
Yes, that's it. The truth is, I had no idea what it was about, but it sounded wonderful. Some memories are a pleasant place to spend time.
Yes, some.
Do you remember that afternoon we spent together at Kew Gardens?
You didn't know the names of any flowers.
I'm still just as ignorant for all your instruction, but whenever it is very fine and warm, and I see some bright colours, I hear your voice saying, geranium, marigold, and verbena. You really remember that afternoon?
Very well. We took tea in a Chinese pagoda, and you behaved like a maniac about the wasps, waving them away, flapping at them with your straw hat. All the sniggering tea drinkers were delighted by the spectacle.
I embarrassed you. I never meant to.
It was a long time ago, and it really was a wonderful afternoon, full of geranium and marigold and verbena, and warm sunshine.
And us, sitting on the lawn, quiet with each other.
Your head in my lap.
Perfect moment. There are so few of those in a life. Do you remember what I said?
I wish that I had taken poison and were about to die here and now. The thing only a foolish boy would say.
Yes, a boy. But I knew I was going to love you too much, far too much. And I knew I would suffer terribly because you would never truly love me.
I was young, and you had an airy dream of vagueness and indecision.
And now?
You look like a man who has found his place.
Confidence that comes with making money and being able to afford a good suit. Are you still fond of perfumes?
Yes, though I'm not as frivolous as I once was. My purchases are more mundane these days.
Appropriate for a woman of your maturity, I suppose.
And one with a careful husband. Have you married yet?
No, there has been no one since. Several people have tried, of course. When I was in Russia, there was a concerted effort by the society wives to marry me off.
You've been to Russia?
Oh, yes, I was there for over a year. Have you forgotten how we used to talk of going?
No, I haven't forgotten.
Isn't it curious journeys that we planned? I've been to all those places that we talked of and stayed in them long enough to, what is it you used to say, air oneself. In fact, I've spent the last 3 years of my life travelling all the time. Spain, Corsica, Siberia, Russia, Egypt. The only country left is China, and I mean to go there too as soon as this war is over.
How I envy you. I wanted to travel, but...
Your husband doesn't?
No. When he was a young man, he travelled to Italy to see Naples, and he was robbed, then he fell ill. When he came back, he swore he'd never leave England again, and he never has. Though I suspect he'd be off to France if he wasn't too old to enlist.
And you're bound by the same contract?
I'm his wife.
Ah, yes. Is he worth that sort of commitment?
He's a very practical man, a good provider, and the children do love him.
You're a mother? Of course you are. After all, it has been 12 years, but... It's hard to see you like that.
Sometimes I find it hard to see myself like that as well. Was Russia wonderful?
It was all that we imagined. I even spent some days on a riverboat on the Volga. Do you remember that boatman's song that you used to play?
Yes, I remember.
Do you ever play it now?
No, I've no piano. Sold, ages ago. There was no room for it in the house, not with the children and my husband's library.
But you were so fond of music.
I was fond of many things that weren't very practical. Was the Volga as beautiful as we imagined?
Yes, and river life is something quite special. After a day or two, you cannot believe that you have ever lived any other. Here's your coffee. Would you like cream?
Thank you. I don't often drink coffee these days. There's so little time. So you finally learned to speak Russian?
As it happens, it wasn't necessary to know the language. Living on the boat created a bond with the people that's more than sufficient. You eat with them, pass the day with them, and in the evening there is that endless singing. What's the matter? You're shivering.
It's just that... For a moment I could see...
See what?
A boat floating on a dark river through a corridor of trees, and we were together on the deck. I felt...
Regret?
Perhaps it was that. We always talked of doing it. I'm being foolish.
I don't think so. You'd like almost everything about Russian life. It's so informal, so impulsive, so free without question. And then the peasants are so splendid. They're such human beings. Yes, that's it. Even the man who drives your carriage has some real part in what is happening. I remember the evening of a party us went to for supper on the Black Sea. We had champagne, and Etton drank on the grass, and while we were eating, the coachman came up. "Have a dill pickle," he said. He wanted to share with us.
We had a dill pickle once. We went to the country for a picnic, and you took this jar from the basket. The glass was green and there was a red chilli like a parrot's beak glimmering through. You took one out and insisted I try it.
You hated it.
It was terribly sour. Yeah.
You were quite beautiful that day.
And now?
Do I have to say?
No. Perhaps you shouldn't. So much has changed.
And yet, I still feel that I could tell you things that I would never breathe to another person. Before I met you, I had never spoken of myself to anybody. Then the night I brought you the little Christmas tree, I told you all about my childhood. How I was so miserable that I ran away and lived under a cart in our yard for 2 days without being discovered.
What a Christmas story that was. The little boy under the cart, using the hard dog for his pillow. Straight from Dickens.
If it was, then I was Pip and you were Estella.
You've said that once before. It's not true.
Oh, don't be angry.
I never looked down on you.
I know you cared for me, Vera. And you never had Estella's hard heart, but I'm just stating the obvious. You were from one part of the world and I was from another. I've spent all these years building a bridge between them, but despite my money and education, there are days when I'm still that muddy boy under the cart.
That was the evening I bought a little pot of caviar, and you could not get over the fact that it cost 7 and 6 pence. It's like eating money, you said.
Well, perhaps that's why I hated it then. I've found a taste for it now, especially if it's from Russia.
I almost didn't come over when I saw you. I thought, what good would it do? I mean, it's been so long and we are different people now.
I suppose that's true. I was such a bore back then, full of opinions and boyish arrogance. At least now it's not boyish. You know, I understand why you wrote what you did. Although that letter nearly finished my life.
I never meant to hurt you.
Oh, it's no need for apologies. Life is full of these things. You have to move on. I found the letter again the other day.
You kept it?
I've kept all your letters, even that last one. I couldn't help laughing as I read it. It was so clever, such a true picture of me. Little wonder you decided... You're not going?
Yes, I'm afraid I must.
I've upset you with all this talk of the past.
No. It's our past. I can hardly escape it. It's just I have an appointment in town. About wallpaper.
Of course. The demands of a practical life. It's been so lovely to see you. I talk to so few people nowadays. I've turned into a sort of barbarian.
There was always a little of that in you. I sometimes felt that you were more lonely than anybody else in the world.
And you took pity on me?
No, I understood. You had no friends, and neither did I.
But we were happy being alone, and then we met each other.
And we were happy being alone together.
What a curious way of saying it. But it's true. We were never like other couples. We spent so much time in our own thoughts. Are you still alone?
Yes. But I'm too busy with selecting wallpaper and the like to think about it.
You know, all I ever wanted back then was to be a magic carpet that would carry you to all those lands you longed to see. How silly that sounds now. Sort of thing a boy says.
I wish we had seen all those places together. You said before I never loved you. You're wrong. I often find myself thinking about those times and the memories are filled with love. I suppose we were just too involved with our own thoughts to see it.
There's no going back, is there?
No, there is no going back. I really must go now.
Perhaps we'll see each other again. I often eat here.
Perhaps.
And next time, I can bring dill pickles and caviar, and we can imagine we are on the Volga.